Ce soir, on célèbre l'anti-héros du nouveau siècle. Et si vous aviez une inquiétude, soyez rassurés, il est toujours aussi dément.
He gives a fuck, even his pinky swears. Three personalities burst out of me, please beware. Her TV blares, can't hear the creaking stairs. She's unaware, in no underwear, she's completely bare. Turns around and screams, I remember distinctly. I said I'm here to do sink repairs. Chopper up to the body parts in front of Stephen Avery's trailer and leave him there.
But hey man, I was framed. I know what this looks like, officers, please just give me 1 minute. I think I can explain. I murder nobody, I know these words are so nutty, but I'm just here to entertain.
How come your shirt is so bloody?
There's a missing person, so what? He's got nothing to do with me. I'm almost certain I was framed. Woke up, it was dawn, must have knew something was wrong. Think I'm becoming a monster cause of the drugs that I'm on. Donald Duck's on, there's a Tonka truck in the yard. But dog, how the fuck is Ivanka Trump in the trunk of my car? Gotta get to the bottom of it to try to solve it. Must go above and beyond, cause it's incumbent upon me. Plus I feel somewhat responsible for the dumb little blonde girl, the motherfucking baton twirler that got something upon.
Second murder with no recollection of it. Collecting newspaper articles, cutting out sections from it. Memories too fucked to remember. Destructive temper cut my public defender's jugular, then stuck him up in a blender. Another dismembered toddler discovered this winter, probably cause the disassembled body was covered up in the snow since the month of November. Oddly, I'm wanted for questioning. Them son of a bitches probably just wanna pin this on me. But hey man, I was framed. I know what this looks like, officers, please just give me 1 minute. I think I can explain. I murder nobody, I know these words are so nutty, but I'm just here to entertain.
How come your shirt is so bloody?
There's a missing person, so what? He's got nothing to do with me. I'm almost certain I was framed.
Still on the loose day, spotted me inside McDonald's Tuesday. In a Toronto Blue Jays cap, looking like your college roommate. With Rihanna, Lupe, Saddam Hussein, Bobby Boucher, or was it Cool J? The cops is on a goose chase. Just escape from the state pen for ripping eight women who hate men. Don't make it no weirder, I'm naked when I break in your basement. Under your baby's playpen, I lay in wait adjacent, facing the door, remaining patient while staying complacent. Sexual implications are continuing to get thrown. Insinuations are placed in little riddles and poems left on your pillow in hopes that when you get home, you'll get the hint, ho, I'm in your window. But it never occurred to me I could describe a murder scene in a verse and be charged with first degree, cause it just happened to match up perfectly with the massacre or the Burger King burglary. No officer, you see I was framed.
There's a missing person, so what? He's got nothing to do with me. I'm almost certain I was framed.
Framed, I was framed. Eh oui, on m'a piégé, officier, laissez-moi vous expliquer. Bien sûr, les apparences sont contre moi, ma chemise est couverte de sang. Mais comprenez-moi, à cause des médicaments que je prends, je fais n'importe quoi, je me souviens de rien. Oui, je sais, il y a cette majorette qu'on a retrouvée au fond du lac. D'accord, j'ai découpé les articles sur cette affaire, mais j'ai rien à voir avec ça, je me rappelle plus de rien. Et puis j'ai la mémoire trop brouillée pour me rappeler que j'ai tranché la jugulaire de mon avocat avant de le broyer dans un mixeur. En tout cas, je suis pratiquement sûr que tout ça, c'est un complot contre d'autres moins. Voilà, alors si vous êtes un familier du rappeur Eminem, vous aurez forcément reconnu ce style particulier qu'il pousse parfois à se glisser dans la tête de personnages au cerveau dérangé, meurtriers ignobles en plein délire, suscités par l'alcool ou autres drogues licites ou non. Et oui, Eminem est de retour, il a publié il y a 3 semaines un nouvel album, Revival, le précédent remonté à 2013, et il devrait repartir en tournée mondiale à partir du printemps prochain, une tournée qui devrait passer par la France, mais rien n'est officiel pour le moment. Alors on va commencer à s'étendre ce soir sur le parcours très peu banal et d'une richesse souvent insoupçonnée de ce pauvre gamin blanc qui a grandi dans une banlieue noire de Détroit et qui fut un exclu au sens plein du terme. Deux mots d'abord sur le style singulier de cette chanson qu'on vient d'entendre de Eminem, Framed. Singulier, oui, mais jusqu'à un certain point. Parce que cette façon de s'identifier aux pires délinquants, des voleurs de grand chemin jusqu'aux assassins psychopathes, elle remonte en fait à la nuit des temps. On la trouve dans les blues archaïques qu'ont enregistré dans les années 1920 et 1930 les musicologues américains John et Alan Lomax, certains le savent sans doute, armés d'un magnétophone alimenté par la batterie de leur voiture, ils partaient enregistrer les chants des forçats dans les pénitenciers du sud des États-Unis, ceux du fameux Lead Belly par exemple. C'est aussi en puisant dans cette veine que Johnny Cash, lui aussi passé par une enfance extrêmement dure, s'est illustré, s'est identifié dans certaines de ses chansons avec les voyous, parias et autres réprouvés, et même jusqu'aux tueurs de sang-froid. On cite souvent cet extrait d'une des chansons les plus célèbres de Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, « I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die », j'ai buté un mec à Reno juste pour le voir crever. C'est une tradition qui court en fait jusqu'à Nick Cave, dont la chanson « The Mercy Seat » mettait en scène un assassin sur la chaise électrique en train de jurer que non, il a rien fait, qu'il y est pour rien, que c'est un complot contre lui. Une chanson qui, entre parenthèses, a été reprise par Johnny Cash. Et dont le thème, voilà, je retombe habilement sur mes pieds, est au fond pas si éloigné du titre de Eminem que vous venez d'entendre et qui, je le rappelle, se figure dans son nouvel album Revival. Alors Eminem, qui a eu 45 ans à la fin de l'année dernière, c'est plus de 20 ans de carrière, pas loin de 200 millions d'albums vendus tout autour du monde. Alors je m'arrête là parce que les chiffres, ça donne bien sûr une idée de l'ampleur, de la résonance d'un succès, mais enfin ça ne révèle rien de la nature d'un phénomène. Parce que Eminem en a été, en est un, très exceptionnel. Non seulement il est le premier, l'unique rappeur blanc à avoir connu un succès mondial durable, ça aurait pu rester anecdotique, mais surtout plus durablement, Eminem est celui qui a introduit le rap dans le milieu des classes moyennes blanches du monde entier. Grâce à lui, des milieux qui ignoraient tout du rap se sont reconnus dans son langage, son débit particulier, son argot et bien sûr son style vestimentaire. Et quand on y pense, Eminem a eu vis-à-vis du rap et du hip-hop le même rôle qu'un Elvis par rapport au rock'n'roll une quarantaine d'années auparavant, au milieu des années 50. Il décrit d'ailleurs précisément ce phénomène de succès prodigieux dans ce titre qui s'appelle White America. C'est un titre qu'on trouve dans un album qui s'appelle The Eminem Show, qu'il a publié en 2002. Alors, White America, Amérique blanche, alors je cite en les interprétant un peu, une partie des paroles. « Jamais de ma vie, j'aurais imaginé un truc pareil, qui ait autant d'enfoirés qui voient le monde comme moi. J'ai comme une putain d'armée derrière moi, qui a la même rage que moi. Toute ma vie, j'ai dû remuer de la merde, alors maintenant, c'est moi qui la balance. Ah ouais, qui aurait imaginé un truc pareil? Eh, l'Amérique blanche, je pourrais être un de vos gamins. Regardez votre petit Eric, il s'est fait la même tête que moi. » Et puis un peu plus loin, Eminem, décidément très lucide, lâche, « Je suis pas dupe. Si j'avais été noir, j'en aurais vendu 2 fois moins. » Fucking
wrote shit on my life, and now I'm jumping in on white America. I could be one of your kids. White America. Little Eric looks just like this. White America. Erica loves my shit. I go to TRL. Look how many hugs I get. White America. I could be one of your kids. White America. Little Eric looks just like this. White America. Erica loves my shit. I go to TRL. Look how many hugs I get. Look at these eyes, baby blue, baby, just like yourself. If they were brown, Shady Lou, Shady sits on the shelf. But Shady's cute, Shady new, Shady's dimples would help. Make ladies swoon, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Look at myself. Let's do the math. If I was black, I would've sold half.
Shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's at these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it. Your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Your soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept priming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no more. There's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life, and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama, love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot.
Lose Yourself, une des chansons les plus célèbres de Eminem, ce soir sur France Inter. Elle figure dans la BO du film 8 Mile, consacré au début dans la vie d'un certain B-Rabbit, un rappeur imaginaire joué par Eminem, au parcours calqué sur le sien, on y reviendra. Lose Yourself est une chanson qui est restée dans l'histoire pour plusieurs raisons. Elle a obtenu en 2003 l'Oscar de la meilleure chanson de film, coiffant au poteau celle que U2 avait créée pour le film de Martin Martin Scorsese et Gangs of New York. Eminem, d'ailleurs, il croyait tellement peu qu'il n'était même pas présent à la cérémonie au moment où on l'a annoncé vainqueur. Il était tranquillement installé chez lui à regarder des dessins animés avec sa petite fille. Lose Yourself a de plus obtenu en 2004 le Grammy du meilleur rap de l'année, une catégorie qui venait tout juste d'être créée. C'est enfin un des titres les plus populaires de Eminem dans le monde. C'est une chanson qui appartient à une certaine catégorie des raps de Eminem, parce qu'il y en a, plusieurs. En l'occurrence, on pourrait décrire ça, celle des soliloques égocentriques et torturés, où il célèbre son combat pour survivre, son triomphe face à l'adversité, mais aussi, et ça a une part très importante, ses hantises et ses cauchemars. Parce que ce qui est frappant chez Eminem, c'est que chez lui, l'auto-glorification est inséparable de l'auto-détestation. Le refrain dit en effet « T'as intérêt à te laisser emporter par la musique, c'est ta chance, ça n'arrive qu'une fois, ne la laisse pas te filer entre les doigts, etc. » Ça, c'est assez banal. Mais ce qu'il est beaucoup moins, c'est son insistance sur le côté sombre de la gloire qui le fascine et le dégoûte à la fois, et il s'y attarde bien plus que sur les aspects positifs, on pourrait même dire qu'il s'y complaît. Je cite « Il a oublié ses copains, il est incapable d'être un père quand il revient chez lui, sa fille le reconnaît même pas, bientôt on va le jeter, on va l'oublier, on va passer à un autre, alors le succès c'est sa seule option, sinon il va finir en prison ou se faire buter. » Il y a surtout ce vers étonnant qui éclaire tout ce rap de Lose Yourself, « Une vie normale, c'est chiant, mais être une superstar, c'est comme si t'étais déjà mort. » Étonnant. Les termes liés à la honte, au déshonneur, au dégoût et à la culpabilité en général surgissent en effet partout dans les raps de Eminem. Ça ne veut pas dire que c'est tragique, hein, bien au contraire, parce que sa force justement, c'est de tout tourner à la déconnade, à la bouffonnerie, pour employer un terme au registre plus élevé. Un exemple à ce titre extrait de l'album qu'il a révélé en 1999 de Slim Shady LP. C'est une chanson qui s'appelle Guilty Conscience, hein, conscience coupable. Alors c'est un dialogue entre un jeune délinquant, incarné bien sûr par Eminem, et son mentor, Dr. Dre, l'homme qui a joué un immense rôle dans la création du gangster rap à Los Angeles, hein, au sein du groupe Niggas With Attitudes, NWA. Et puis, par son art des sons, Dr. Dre a façonné le style du rappeur californien Snoop Doggy Dogg avant de modeler celui de Eminem. Donc la chanson, c'est simple, c'est un délinquant. Il est sur le point de braquer une épicerie tenue par une pauvre vieille, puis de violer une mineure après avoir versé un sédatif dans son verre, sympa, et puis de zigouiller un homme qu'il a surpris au lit avec sa petite amie. Et Dr. Dre essaye de mettre en garde le jeune impulsif, ne t'emporte pas, respire un bon coup, pense aux conséquences, tu vas finir ta vie en tôle. Et Eminem le défie. Quoi ? C'est toi, Dre, monsieur gangster rap ? C'est toi qui me dis ça ? Franchement, tu manques pas de culot.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old. Fed up with life and the way things are going, he decides to rob a liquor store. But on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gap all the money, and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress, the one of a blonde wig. Telling you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk, she's older than George Burns.
Fuck that, do that shit, shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gets the fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it, it's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo, he's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
Come on, just come in here for a minute.
Meet Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, while you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, slip this in a dream. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her, that's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush, does she got hair? Fuck this bitch right here on the spot bare. Till she passes out, she forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one movie, Kids?
No, but I seen the porno with some Nubian.
Shit, you wanna get hard off the jail?
Man, fuck that, hit that shit raw dog and bail.
Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
Alright, calm down, relax, start breathing.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this bitch cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck, slit in her throat, cut this bitch's head off.
Wait, what if there's an explanation for this shit?
What, she tripped, fell, landed on his dick?
Alright, Shady, maybe he's right, Grady. But think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Okay, thought about it, still wanna stab her. Grab her by the throat, get your daughter and kidnap her. That's what I did, be smart, don't be a retard. You gonna take advice from somebody who slapped D-Barnes?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I'd remember?
I'ma kill you, motherfucker.
Ah, temper, temper. Mr. Dre, Mr. NWA, Mr. AK, coming straight out of Compton, y'all better make way. How in the fuck you gonna tell this man not to be violent?
Cause he don't need to go the same route that I went. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck it, what am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady, where's your gun at?
Very good trip. Sur France Inter, Mishka Assayas.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already far, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already far, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it. Hand grenade, beat me up and land me in space. I'ma sit on top of the world and shit on Brandy and Mace. I'm more than ill, scarier than a white journalist, than a room at Lauryn Hill. Human horror film, but with a lot funnier plot. And people to film me, cause I'ma still be the mad rapper, whether I got money or not. As long as I'm on pills and I got plenty of pot, I'll be in a canoe paddling, making fun of your yacht. But I would like an award for the best rapper to get one mic and a source and a wardrobe I can afford. Otherwise, I might just send up packs striking it forward. And you wonder what the fuck I need more Viking it for. Everybody's pissing me off. Even a no limit tank looks like a middle finger sideways, flipping me off. No shit, I'm a great danger to my health. Why else would I kill you and jump in a grave and bury myself? People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already far, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it.
Just let it go.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already far, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it. I'm the illest rapper to hold the cordless, patrolling corners, looking for hookers to punch in the mouth with a roll of quarters. I mean her in action in Roscoe, beating James Todd Sr. across the back with vacuum cleaner attachments. I grew up in a wild hood, it's a hazardous youth, with a fucked up childhood that I used as an excuse. And ain't shit changed, I kept the same mind state since the third time that I failed ninth grade. You probably think that I'm a negative person, don't be so sure of it. I don't promote violence, I just encourage it. I laugh at the sight of that, cause I fall down and submit flight of steps and land inside the better spider webs. So throw caution to the wind, you and a friend can jump off of a bridge. And if you live, do it again. Shit, why not? Blow your brain out, I'm blowing mine out. Fuck it, you only live once, you might as well die now. That I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already fucked, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it.
Just for the
people say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already fucked, I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal, teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do, go ahead, get mad and do it.
Just
my laser disc will make you take a razor to your wrist, make you Satanistic, make you take the pistol to your face and place the clip and cock it back and let it go until your brains are ripping out your skull so bad it's so you back to be a waste of stitches. I'm not a role model, I don't wanna babysit kids. I got one little girl in Haley Jade, Shady's business. And Shady's just an alias I made to make you pissed off. Where the fuck were you when Gil was paid to make me dishwash? I make a couple statements and now look how crazy shit got. You made me get a bigger attitude than 80 Kim Scott. And she almost got the same fate the greatest bitch got. I knew that just the two of us and made you hate me this much. And just the two of us, it ain't got shit to do with us in our personal life. It's just
words on a mic. So you can call me a punk, pervert, or a chauvinist pig. But the funny shit is, I still go with the bitch. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already fucked. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal. Teenagers suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead, get mad and do it.
Just let it go.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already fucked. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm suicidal. Teenagers suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead, get mad and do it.
Just
Bad Influence, un titre signé Eminem en 2000 et ce soir c'est sur France Inter. Un titre où il répond aux attaques dont il a été l'objet après le triomphe de l'album qu'il a révélé en 1999 de Slim Shady LP. Pour dire les choses crûment, tant que le rap était un genre réservé à une certaine population noire de peau aux États-Unis et qu'il ne touchait que de façon marginale le public blanc des classes moyennes, l'indignation de certaines associations contre le style et les paroles ordurières des rappeurs n'était pas au premier plan. Oui, on incriminait davantage la mauvaise influence du métal satanique qui, c'est vrai, dans ces années-là, touchait bien plus un certain public blanc adolescent. Mais le brusque triomphe de Eminem change complètement la donne. Ben oui, son lexique ordurier, obscène, sa façon de se mettre en scène en assassin, violeur, tueur en série, ça passe très mal, on l'imagine, on le comprend, auprès de nombreux parents. Et Eminem répond simplement dans cette chanson « Bad Influence » « On dit que je suis une mauvaise influence, moi je dis que le monde est déjà foutu, j'en rajoute une couche, c'est tout. On dit que je suis suicidaire, la nouvelle idole des jeunes, et ben faites comme moi, soyez dingue et lâchez-vous. » Alors faut dire que dans un titre qui s'appelle « My Name Is », qui a été largement diffusé en 1999, accompagné d'une vidéo très marrante, Eminem n'y est pas allé de main morte. C'est une explosion de fureur et d'obscénité. Adoptant l'identité imaginaire de Slim Shady, une sorte de double maléfique, Eminem déclare avoir essayé de se pendre à l'âge de 12 ans, avoir agrafé une liasse de feuilles aux testicules d'un de ses professeurs, avoir découvert, c'est moins marrant, que sa mère se défonçait plus que lui, et c'est pas fini, avoir fait un rêve où il tranchait la gorge de son père. Bon, évidemment, ça pouvait pas être du goût de tout le monde.
Excuse me.
My name is.
Can I have the attention of the class?
My name
for one second.
My name is.
Hi kids, do you like violence?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah,
see
yeah.
me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah,
Try
yeah.
Sid and get fucked up worse than my life is?
Huh?
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic.
Uh-uh.
So why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt. Got pissed off and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off and smacked her so hard I knocked her clothes backwards like crisscross. I smoke a fat pound of grass and fall on my ass faster than a fat bitch who sat down too fast. Come here, slut. Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg. I don't give a fuck. God sent me to piss the world off.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser. Chased him with a stapler. Stapled his nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club. Had my jacket zipped up. Blast a bartender. And stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial. Running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they screaming at me.
Let's just be friends.
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about doing drugs and name it after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stands and try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
Hi, my name is
My name is
Slim.
shape. This kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive.
Yep.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I fuck anything that walks.
Come here.
When I was little, I used to get so hungry I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, mom? You ain't got no tits. I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and shoot myself in the head.
Bang.
I'm steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad,
yeah,
tell him that I slit his throat in this dream I had.
My name is.
Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hunt dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me.
But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird?
Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? You shit, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MVD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes? It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting, pinching nurses' asses when I'm jacking off a Jergens and I'm jerking. But this whole bag of Viagra isn't working, and every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot
not circling, screaming, I don't give a fuck, with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Yes, it's the Slim Shady in all of us. Fuck it. Let's all stand up.
The Real Slim Shady, le titre le plus populaire du troisième album de Eminem, The Marshall Mathers LP, sorti en 2000. Marshall Mathers, c'est le nom de baptême de Eminem, et Slim Shady, comme je l'ai rappelé tout à l'heure, c'est son avatar farceur et maléfique. Alors dans ce titre plutôt léger, Eminem se glorifie de toutes les provocations dont Shady s'est rendu coupable. Il y a un passage où il donne, pour ainsi dire, la clé de son succès, littéralement, il dit « c'est pas sorcier ». Je vous embarque dans un trip, tout ce que je fais, c'est vous raconter des blagues que vous faites chez vous avec vos potes, sauf que moi, j'ai les couilles de le faire devant tout le monde. Bah oui, ça paraît simple comme ça. Alors, le vrai Slim Shady, c'est moi, les autres, c'est des bidons. Alors, sauf que ça, c'est peut-être le versant lumineux de l'histoire, parce qu'il y en a un autre, sombre, hein, je l'ai évoqué tout à l'heure, que Eminem explorera dans ce qu'il décide donc d'appeler le Marshall Mathers LP, un enregistrement publié en 2000, où il tombe le masque et révèle le personnage souffrant qui s'abrite derrière le clown grimaçant qu'il a baptisé Slim Shady. Et oui, parce qu'en 2000, Eminem est devenu à 27 ans une superstar, la plus grande superstar du rap aux États-Unis. On le reconnaît dans la rue, on lui pose des questions, on attend ses réponses. Et lui, eh bien, il répond « foutez-moi la paix, essayez pas de venir me parler quand je suis au resto avec ma petite fille, je suis pas un mec sympa, je peux être un vrai connard, vous pouvez me traiter de trou du cul, c'est très bien, ça me fait plaisir. Et j'en peux plus de me faire accuser de tout ce qui déconne dans ce pays. » Et c'est vrai, dans « The Way I Am », Eminem se livre à une sorte de confession enragée, traversée par le désespoir, où il rappe avec un mélange de fureur et de vulnérabilité qui est absolument unique. Sa voix, vous allez l'entendre, atteint des sommets d'intensité qu'on rencontre en général chez certains chanteurs punk, tantôt chez certains chanteurs soul, et parfois au fond la sincérité écorchée et blessée, ça se rejoint quel que soit le style qu'on aborde. Et ensuite vous entendrez un autre extrait de cet album, donc The Marshall Mathers LP, un titre qui s'appelle Kim, le prénom de son amour de jeunesse, hein, la jeune fille que Marshall, enfin Eminem donc, a rencontré au collège et qu'il a épousée à l'âge de 17 ans, en 1990, un cas social comme lui, fille de parents alcooliques avec laquelle il entretiendra une relation très tumultueuse d'une rare violence. Une violence qu'on retrouvera donc dans ce morceau de bravoure, Kim. Alors franchement, ça ressemble à rien, ça évoque plus une scène de cinéma ou de théâtre qu'une chanson populaire. Eminem arrive à faire vivre la douleur d'un homme qui découvre que la femme qu'il aime et dont il a eu une petite fille veut tout simplement le chasser de chez lui pour y vivre avec un autre homme. Et la mise en scène de sa rage, vous l'entendrez, c'est vraiment digne d'un très grand comédien, un très grand comédien qu'il est. Mais tout de suite, Eminem en 2000 dans The Way I Am.
Whatever. Drake, just let it run. Hey yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey yo, this song is for anyone. Fuck it. Just shut up and listen.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags in this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blurt this berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps in itself to relieve all this tension, dispensing these sentences, getting this stress that's been eating me recently. recently offered his chest and I rest again peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. NSYNC, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tip me. My tank is on empty, no patience is in me. And if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense, it's constant. And oh, it's just lyrical content. The song Guilty Conscience has gotten such rotten responses. And all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, 'cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up your school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin, where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Then attack Eminem 'cause I rap this way. But I'm glad 'cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I am returning. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is. And pigeonholed into some poppy sensation that caught me rotation at rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black. 'Cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking questions. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how. Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out, 'cause they're driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing, I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph, you can call me an asshole. I'm glad, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
Yesterday I changed your diaper, wiped you and powdered you. How did you get so pink? Can't believe it, now you're too. Hey, but you're so precious, daddy's so proud of you.
Sit down, bitch, you move again, I'll beat the shit out of you. Okay. Don't make me wake this baby, she don't need to see what I'm about to do. Quit crying, bitch, why you always make me shout at you? How could you just leave me and love him out the blue? Aw, what's the matter, Kim? Am I too loud for you? Too bad, bitch, you're gonna finally hear me out this time. At first I'm like, aye, you wanna throw me out, that's fine. But not for him to take my place. Are you out your mind? This couch, this TV, this whole house is mine. How could you let him sleep in our bed? Look at Kim, look at
Gucci. That was funny, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Yes.
See, it all makes sense, doesn't it? You and your husband have a fight. One of you tries to grab a knife, and during the struggle, he accidentally gets his Adam's apple sliced.
No.
But while this is going on, the son has spoke up, and he walks in. She panics, and he gets his throat cut.
Oh,
so now they're both dead. The new slash is own throat. So now it's double homicide and suicide. But no, no. Should've known better when you started to act weird. We could've. Hey, where you going? Get back here! You can't run from me, Kim. It's just us, nobody else. You're only making this harder on yourself. Ha ha, gotcha. Go ahead, yell. Here, I'll scream with you. Ah, somebody help! Don't you get it, bitch? No one can hear you. Now shut the fuck up and get what's coming to you. You were supposed to love me. Bleed, bitch, bleed! Bleed, bitch, bleed! Bleed!
So long, bitch, you did me so wrong. I don't wanna go on living in this world without you. So long, bitch, you did me so wrong. I don't wanna go
Alors, j'ai pas en mémoire le clip de Kim de Eminem. Je pense qu'il a étranglé sa malheureuse femme, qu'il a mise dans le coffre de la voiture et qu'il s'apprête à pousser l'ensemble dans le fleuve. Écoutez, rectifiez-moi si ma mémoire me trompe. Mais enfin, bon, il se passe des choses assez glauques. Alors, c'est très étonnant parce que Kim, c'est vraiment presque comme un air d'opéra moderne. C'est très peu proche du hip-hop, de la chanson, du rock, de quoi que ce soit. Et c'est vraiment en réécoutant tout ça que je me suis rendu compte que Eminem avait vraiment inventé un style que personne avait illustré avant lui. Voilà. Je remercie Stéphane Ronxin qui a réalisé l'émission, Pauline Laverdure à la technique, Zora Ben Smiley pour le site internet, Romain Couturier qui a trouvé tous les titres, même s'il aime pas trop le hip-hop, il me l'a confié. Et puis, et voilà. Et ben Laurent Goumard, je sais pas ce que vous pensez.